Even before the COVID-19 pandemic, serious traumas were remarkably common. Studies estimated that 69 to 90% of people would experience at least one serious traumatic event during their lives. Examples of these events include violent crime, domestic violence, sexual assault, child abuse, a serious car accident, the sudden death of a loved one, a debilitating disease, a natural disaster or war, or military combat. Though they are not often counted in these epidemiological studies, other stressors can have a devastating impact on well-being, including racial discrimination, emotional abuse, e.g. bullying or chronic insults or invalidation by caretakers or romantic partners, and homelessness. We know that any one of these events can throw our lives into turmoil. For some, the stress of the event will become chronic, lasting for years. They may undergo a dramatic and lasting change in outlook, becoming withdrawn and angry. Some people will become depressed or develop post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. But what we also know is that this is far from the full story. Over our careers, the three of us have devoted much of our research and clinical work to defining, measuring, and fostering the missing piece, the human capacity for resilience. What is resilience? While it has been defined in many ways by experts, we see it as the ability to weather and recover from adversity. Here are a few important points about resilience to keep in mind while you are listening to this book. 1. Resilient people have faced challenges. You cannot say a person is resilient unless they have had challenges thrown their way. They must be resilient to, from, or following some stressful or traumatic event. 2. Resilience unfolds over time. How someone is coping immediately after a traumatic or stressful event may not tell you very much at all about their resilience, because it is a process that unfolds over days, weeks, months, and years. 3. Feeling distress does not mean someone is not resilient. Resilient people may experience psychological symptoms such as depression, recurring upsetting memories, or intense self-blame following traumatic events, while still carrying on with important facets of their lives. Resilience can also be seen in the process of recovery from medical or mental health conditions. 4. Resilience often involves growth. Often people who go through challenging life events say they have grown in some way as a person and have a greater sense of personal meaning in life. This change, like many in life, can come after or during significant emotional pain. 5. Resilience can differ across the lifespan. One way of thinking or acting might be more helpful at one point in someone's life, but not at another. Think about a child who has no one to turn to in their life. They need to be self-sufficient and scrappy to survive and thrive. But when they get older and have more people around them who care for them, reaching out and asking for help in tough times would be a marker of personal resilience. 6. Resilience occurs in context. Adaptation to stress depends not only on the individual, but also on available resources, family, friends, specific cultures and religions, communities, societies, and governments. Many of these resources are outside a person's immediate control. We will return to this point at the end of this chapter.